From Learfield, this is Big 12 This Week.
Steal by O'Bannon. What a lead out pass to Peavy. That dunk is good.
Texas Tech advances to the championship of the Big 12 tournament.
Baylor can celebrate a second straight Big 12 conference championship.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
Yes, with 19 seconds left, the Cowboys take the lead.
On the Big 12 Sports Network.
Your Kansas Jayhawks march on to the Final Four.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for elevated game day experiences at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. From the Learfield Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
I think I say this every week about what great games we saw and what great games we have coming up. I should do one generic open for the show and just play it every week. And then I can take my time while the intro is playing and I'm saying the same thing over and over and over. I could be, you know, grabbing a snack, getting ready for the rest of the hour for Big 12 This Week. But that's what it is when you get into basketball season. I mean, it's just crazy. Tuesday night's games, incredible. Jaren Holmes scored 23 points, 18 in the second half as the number 12 Iowa State Cyclones beat Kansas State, number 5, 80-76. With the win, the Cyclones are now 11-0 at home, 15-4 overall, 6-2 in Big 12 play. And K-State, no slouch either. They're still 17-3 overall, 7-1 in the conference. But for Iowa State, it was their fifth top 25 win of the season, and it gets the Cyclones back into a tie for first place in the Big 12. Jaren Holmes with that huge night.
17 minutes remaining. Cyclones down three. Here's Lipsy. Knocked away again by Carter. Lipsy gets it back. Shovels it off to Holmes. He drives all the way in. Right hand scoop. Good. And a foul. Count the bucket for Jaren Holmes. And he'll try for a three-point play.
That's John Walters. Listen, you can pat K-State on the back. They were the first team this year to go into Hilton and be leading at the half. And then Holmes just took over. A 10-1 run by him put the Cyclones up 47-41 with just under 15 to play. And they got that lead to 10 points with about 8 to go. And K-State tried to get themselves back into it. But a big game for the Cyclones. Brock Cunningham posted a career-high 15 points for the 10th-ranked Longhorns, an 89-75 win against Oklahoma State. That Moody Center is rocking. And they're playing well at home. The Longhorns shot over 50% from the floor, including a season-best 61.5% from three-point range, 8 for 13. This coming against a Cowboys team that came into that game leading the Big 12 and ranking 4th nationally in field goal percentage defense. Cunningham with a big night.
Carr, Cunningham, he'll shoot over to three. Good! Brock shooting over the zone. Cunningham knocks down the three ball. Texas up 7, 27-20. Now in the corner to Allen. Allen trying to back his way down. 10 on the shot clock. Draws a double team. In some trouble. Sends it out to Cunningham. He'll fire straight on three. Good! How about Brock? Hits another big three. Texas up 11, 66-55. Tyrese back toward the top of the arc, still on the dribble. Longhorns can take a little more time off the clock now. Now to Cunningham. Wants another three. Has another three. How about Brock? 13 points, three big threes for Cunningham. Longhorns match their largest lead, up 13 at 80-67.
That's Craig Way on the call. Texas 10-2 under interim coach Rodney Terry. And the Longhorns have now had a sellout crowd in each of their first 12 games in the Moody Center. Great atmosphere. You talk about a great atmosphere. Number 11 TCU never trailed, beating Oklahoma 79-52. Mike Miles Jr., 17 of his game high, 23 points. coming in the first half. That kind of set the tone, and that was it for the Sooners.
Forkward with it now. Sherfield had his pocket picked, taken away. Here's Miles. Breakaway to the rim for the lay-in. Good. Mike Miles with another one there. Gets him over the 20-point plateau. Mike Miles already with 20. Out front with it now. Works Emmanuel Miller. Right-hand side. They'll get it to Chuck O'Pannon. Back between the circles, Miles. Miles dribbles down the left-hand alley up off the glass. He'll score it through the double team. Mike Miles continues to add to his total. 23 now. Frogs lead at 65-37.
Brian Estridge on the call. And listen, a little bit smaller crowd, but still. 8,145. Second largest crowd ever for a TCU home game. And the Horned Frogs off to their best start in 25 seasons. Man, what a great time to be a Horned Frog. You're playing for the Football National Championship. Off to your best start in 25 years. Started that game with an 11-0 run. Jamie Dixon, he's got him playing some great ball. Some great ball. The only complaint I have about TCU, that floor. Man, that floor is just too much. Too much to look at. I'm sure, Frog fans, I'm sure you love it. It's unique. But boy, there's just a lot going on, man. That scaly stuff is just just too much for me. But hey, if that's the only knock you got about TCU right now, hey, that's all right. You can handle that. Great guest coming up, Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB. We'll talk about this resurgence for the K-State Wildcats. What's going on with the Kansas Jayhawks? All of a sudden, I don't know. Is it a big issue? We'll find out. Some uncharted territory for the Jayhawks. And then, we'll just talk Big 12 basketball in general. So settle in. Glad you're with us. It's Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your friend's lucky jersey that's never been washed, and I'm stanking up the back seat, overpowering all of your senses, so you don't see the brake lights up ahead. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, you're going to be all out of luck. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem, like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start saving as you're going to that somewhere. Download the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again. 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66. Live to the full. 25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through December 31st, 2022.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having playdates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual playdates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
We return to Big 12 this week. You can hear the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City, here to talk K-State and KU hoops. And we'll touch on Oklahoma playing Alabama this weekend and Iowa State. We'll get into a bunch of stuff. Todd, nice to talk with you again.
Yeah, anytime. We got a crazy Big 12 basketball season happening, man. It is a juggernaut for sure.
Oh, man, yeah. We're going to touch on K-State here in a second and talk about the game Tuesday night at Iowa State, and we'll talk KU and Baylor with you, the last two national champions. But, hey, here's quiet Iowa State just ripping through Big 12 opponents, five top 25 wins. They've got a win over Texas and the Wildcats on Tuesday, and the Cyclones share the Big 12 lead. T.J. Otzelberger is kind of restocked and shocked to this conference. I mean, he's got a good team.
Yeah, he really was an amazing story last year, coming with a team that didn't win any games in the league and then doing what he did last year. And then this year, he's kind of kept it going. They had a, you know, nail-biter till the finish in Allen Fieldhouse, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And then they had the Saturday, the real close one at Oklahoma State. I didn't think they were very good at the end of that game. You know, they took kind of probably an ill-advised three with time on the clock. But, you know, those are road games. And in this league, you're not going to just go everywhere and win. But what they've done in their other games has been outstanding. Winning at TCU is huge because we've seen what TCU has done to a lot of really good teams. Iowa State is certainly one of the biggest stories in college basketball this year. And you know, the big win against the Cats at home, Hilton Magic is 1,000% back. There's no question about that. He's got that team playing well. And they're going to be a force for sure this year.
You know, gone are the days of rebuilding basketball programs and needing 3 to 4 years. TJ, a perfect example there in Iowa State. And then Jerome Tang comes into Manhattan off of a 14-17 record. They were 6-12 in conference play last year. And he's got the same amount of conference wins with the Cats now, and we're not even into February yet. And he's winning that fan base over, too. They love him.
Oh, he's 1,000% won. He's 1,000% won the fan base over. It's incredible. It was the best opening press conference I'd ever seen. It was like going to church. He was so good on that date. And that's fun. You know, you win the press conference, but then you got to go do something. I thought they had a really good schedule. It had some easy ones in there, but they had some tougher games as well early. They lost a game to Butler. That's no big deal. You go to Butler and you lose, but they just continue to kind of pound through and win. And I thought maybe the most important game for them was winning the conference opener in overtime against West Virginia. because at that time West Virginia was pretty well thought of, and but they won it in overtime. And then they just got hot after that. And, you know, they went down and they won at Texas when they scored 116 points, and they went and they won at Baylor, and they were really, really hot. Now TCU got them because TCU gets a lot of people, but they stayed hot. And then they managed to grind out that win against the Jayhawks, which goes, you know, about 1,000 years for you at when you're a head coach at K-State. If you could beat Kansas, that's a big deal. And they got that thing done, and then they've continued to kind of grind. It last, you know, it was hard for them Tuesday night. They lost at Iowa State, but they battled in that game. They played Iowa State as well as really probably anyone has in Ames. They have, gosh, what, they beat Tech by 30 in Ames. Yeah. They beat Texas by 11. You know, they beat Baylor, I think, 15 up there. So going to Ames is not easy, and they had that thing down at the final minute on Tuesday. So the Cats have showed me a lot. Tang, and he's getting visits from five-star players. He's going to recruit, and he can coach too. It's not just that. The game Tuesday night against Iowa State, they drew up a couple really good inbound plays late that got them easy baskets. That's how they won that Kansas game with a dunk with Keontae Johnson. You know, that was the game winner for him there. He's drawing up some good stuff too, man. Jerome Tang and Otzelberger, they ought to cut that award in half. Now, the season's not over, but they should both be coached the year in the Big 12.
Yeah. And, you know, you talk about Hilton being such a tough place to play. K-State was the first team to go in there and lead at the half. So that right there is. Yeah, and, you know, you're right too. I mean, the X's and O's part of the game too. I mean, you get the players, you go and you find them, but – you know, I think that experience of working with so much talent with Scott Drew at Baylor and just kind of seeing what can work. And, yeah, he's just a fantastic mind there. And he's got him going in the right direction and keeping a positive attitude. So as you look at the Wildcats now moving forward, because you look after this SEC Big 12 weekend, we'll talk a little bit more about that. Todd Lebo, by the way, from Sports Radio 810 in Kansas City joining us. But after that K-State Florida game, then they've got a pretty tough schedule with at Kansas and then at home against Texas and TCU. We're going to kind of get an idea of what K-State is about that three-game stretch, aren't we?
Well, it's already been that. I mean, there are no weeks off in the Big 12 this year. They're not. I mean, they already went through at Texas and at Baylor back-to-back games. And then, you know, then TCU and Kansas in back-to-back games. There's Bill Self, maybe last week or 2 weeks ago, I was over there for his weekly press conference, and he's like, hey, guys, you know, I don't know if you've looked at our schedule, but he rattled off their, like, next seven games, and it was like, it's an absolute juggernaut. He's like, it's a joke how good this league is. And they've lost three of those games in a row. And you're like, yeah, oh, that's Bill just talking, right? No, it's hard. It is very difficult. But I think we're going to continue to get each team revealed every single night. I don't think you can look at this thing, honestly. You have to do like coaches always say. You can't look at it in three or four or five game stretches. You just say, what do we got today? And what you have today almost every single time is something that's very difficult. Because think about this. Texas Tech is a pretty good team. They had not lost a home game in 29 straight games, and they haven't won a game in the league this year.
Yeah.
And they fought a lot in these games, but they hadn't won a game. So it's a absolute juggernaut, man. It is tough sledding all around. You'll find something out every single day against the teams you're playing.
How many of these teams do you think, obviously you want to win the league and then you get into the Big 12 tournament, but I mean, this league is so stacked, and you even talk about Texas Tech. I mean, you go there or they're coming to play you. Yeah. They don't want to lose again. That's going to be a tough game anyway. How many of these teams in the Big 12 right now are thinking NCAA tournament? It's like, all right, let's get battle tested for that. And you know what, if we finished third or fourth in the Big 12, okay, but third and fourth in the Big 12 is, you know, pretty good. You could, you know, probably be a number two seed.
I mean, the top six teams in the league are probably no worse than three seeds.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
And then if you get down to like Oklahoma State and Oklahoma, they're thinking about the tournament. I mean, West Virginia has only got one win right now in the league, but they happen to beat maybe the best team in TCU. So, you know, that's the hard part. Who's going to get ground up by the league? And right now it looks like it's maybe Texas Tech and West Virginia. And those teams, it maybe would be too much of a stretch. But I'm telling you, the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City, I'm not even joking. I think the ninth or 10th team could make the final And if you make the final, you could win the thing and get a bid. That's what this league is about. It's that good. But I think there's six dead solid locks to be no worse than four seeds. And then there's, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State got to keep winning games. They don't have enough wins at this point right now, but there is someone who has a less than 500 conference record is going to be in the NCAA tournament. I'm positive of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, that weekend in Kansas City is going to be wild. Get your tickets for that. They'll all be
great. It's
going to
be crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nuts.
A lot of fun.
Talking K-State basketball with Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. We'll take a break, come back, and we'll find out what's going on with the Kansas Jayhawks here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
I'm your game day face paint, and you just rubbed me right into your eye. Now your vision is super irritated. So is that driver you just hit. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, these damages will rob you blind. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem, like me.
Average auto savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at children's.com.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious.
You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family?
You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We're back on Big 12 this week. You can hear the show on SiriusXM Thursday evenings at 6 Eastern. That's channel 375. That is the Big 12 channel. Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City joining us. We're talking Kansas State and now Kansas hoops. We need some historical perspective on the Jayhawks and their three games in a row. I know, was it last year, a couple of years ago? But, I mean, there's not many times that they lose three in a row.
Yeah, it's rare. It's very rare. And, you know, as I said in the last segment, you know, Bill Self was talking about this schedule. It was funny when I was walking out of that press conference, I said, and just think next year, Coach Houston's going to be in the league. And he's like, oh, no, don't say that. Because think about it, they've been number one in the country and they will be part of the deal. It is rare for them to lose three games in a row, but it's not rare for them to kind of have a hiccup in like January. You know, they've had that happen a couple times where middle to late January, they lose a couple of games, but they'll generally right the ship because that's why they won whatever 14 or in a row and 17 out of 20 or whatever the thing is, because everyone thinks, oh, Kansas stinks. Look at them. They're in fourth place in the league. And then they just go off and they just grind through February and that first week of March, and you're like, oh, okay, that's what they do. You know, they just go out and get it done. But you're seeing some things now. You haven't seen them, I don't think, get beat this badly. Certainly not at home. You know, they lost by 23 to TCU at home. And, you know, the Baylor game got close on Big Monday, sort of. But it wasn't really like in doubt. And obviously the K-State game was a tight one until the end. It's funny when I was talking to some guys at work about the schedule, and they're like, well, it looks like the easy one might be Kentucky in the Big 12 SEC Challenge, because Kentucky's not having a great year, but it is at Kentucky. It's a storied franchise and all that kind of stuff. But we were talking about K-State schedule. Kansas basically has the same thing. They're going to play K-State next week and then go straight to Iowa State for the, you know, on the weekend. And then Texas right after that, then two Oklahoma State, and then Baylor, and then TCU. There's nothing easy about any of this for anyone. It is relentless. It is absolutely relentless. It's like a, you know, grinding gears, and you have to hope that you're able to escape and not get sucked down into the machinery of it. Right now, it's not been good for Kansas. It's been pretty unusual to see them lose as badly as they have the last couple of games. But, you know, honestly, They easily could have lost to Oklahoma State. That was a last possession game at home.
That's right.
They could have lost it at Tech. That was a 3-point game. They could have lost Oklahoma. They were down 10 with 5 minutes to go at home. The Iowa State game was a last second game as well. They could have lost a few more of those games, but their grit got them through some of those, and they lost that K-State one. And I'm not saying they don't look right since then, but I think that K-State one may have taken something out of them that kind of hung over a little bit for their game against TCU, but they should have been ready to rock and roll in Waco on Monday, and they didn't really look like it because the beginning of that game was not good for them.
Yeah, and that's been kind of a trend. They've kind of gotten off the slow starts. It's taken them a while to kind of get the motor going. How much of a concern is that for Coach Self? Have you seen that before, and how do you think he snaps them out of that?
Well, they need to probably just get off to a good start. You know, that'd be a good thing in Lexington on Saturday if they looked up and they were up 10-3 or something instead of being down. They might just need to see the scoreboard in their favor a little bit. They did fight back, as I said, against Baylor. You know, they only lost by 6, and it was kind of close at the end, but Baylor kept making plays. And I think they probably just need some good mojo, need something good to happen for them, because it's not been usual for them. It's not been standard operating procedure. Like I said, their record was amazing before they went, when they went and lost to K-State, but boy, there were too many close games for KU fans liking. And maybe they're not great, but I mean, it's hard to see if you're great in this league, because even, you know, we talk about TCU. I think TCU is really good, but they've got 3 league losses. You know, because I mean, they've got some of the best looking wins. You go to Allen Fieldhouse and win by 23, or you get up almost 30 on K-State like they did. But so somehow they lost West Virginia, you know, and they lost a close one to Iowa State. They lost to Texas. So they still got those little losses in there that didn't work very well for them. They've got some of the best wins. You're winning in Allen Fieldhouse and you're winning at Waco, and you're beating K-State by, you know, 14 points, but they've got 3 losses, and they may be the best team in the league. It's wild, man. You could talk once a week for the next 4 weeks, and you might have a different opinion every week.
Oh, yeah, it's going to change, yeah. Well, Ken Pom is saying the winner of the Big 12 might have 5 or 6 losses.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's what the number's been the whole time. I thought it was crazy. When I first saw that, it was like 12-6. Like they had Kansas at 12-6. We're like, well, come on. They're not losing 6 games. And you're like, Kansas may lose 8 games, you know, when you're watching how this thing's going.
Yeah, it's crazy. Todd Lebo joining us from Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. Our can't-miss game of the week is presented by Tickets for Less, ticketsforless.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Kansas heads to Kentucky. You talked about, you know, might be the easiest game in this stretch for them. Yeah, it's a Wildcat team that's 14-6. They are 11-1 at Rupp Arena. Bill Self has never lost 4 games in a row. Is that true? I thought I read that.
Maybe it happened at Oral Roberts or something, but certainly, you know, not at Kansas.
Yeah, not at Kansas, no. So they have to contend with Oscar Tshiebwe, and defensive rebounding has been kind of an issue. How does Kansas limit a guy like that who's averaging 17 points and 14 rebounds?
Well, they've got bodies, you know, so you probably try to get him in foul trouble. But they have to make shots of their own is what they have to do. You know, DeJuan Harris has to be assertive and try to shoot. I mean, Jalen Wilson has no problem being assertive. That's good. Grady Dick has to be up for the challenge. He's a freshman, but now he's been in some tough places, right? He's been to Manhattan in front of that crazy crowd. He's been to Waco. He's done some of these things. So this won't be anything new for him. They need to – I think Kansas just needs to score is what they have to do. Because defensively, I don't think it's going to get better for them. They've given up 83, 83, and 79 in the last 3 games, and they're just gonna have to score now. I don't think they can depend on grinding out games against someone like Kentucky. They're gonna have to put the ball in the basket and feel good about themselves, and hopefully for them to get Tshiebwe in foul trouble, which is, it's possible.
Yeah, well, we've talked about Kansas having their slow starts. I've seen them get off to fast starts, neutral site games, or not neutral site, I was going to say, a non-conference site, but they played Missouri early December, and they came out on fire, and that was a tough crowd that was fired up for that, you know, renewal of that old rivalry again, and you know, Grady Dick came out. I mean, they were just hitting shots left and right, so they've got it in them to get off to those fast starts and build that confidence. Just it's a matter of trying to do it consistently, I guess.
Yeah, you just have to do it, you know. I mean, we're so used to Kansas just winning games, and that's kind of what they did early in the conference season. But then they've hit this streak here. They got to bounce out of it, because that's what you always talk about as a coach. You can't let one loss become two. And we'll have to see how they are. These guys aren't used to losing multiple games in a row, but they're also not used to playing against teams that are as good or maybe better than them on a nightly basis. And that's what they're seeing on a nightly basis in the Big 12. You know, they always get everyone's best shot, but it's one thing to get someone's best shot when you're clearly better than them. But if you're getting their best shot and they're close to as good as you or better than you, it's tough. It's tough sledding. And we'll find out a lot about what Kansas is over the next, I'll say, four games, because this Kentucky game, a K-State game, at Iowa State, and then Texas at home, that's at Rupp, and then three top 12 teams. You know, we'll find out a little bit about them right then for sure.
Kansas at Kentucky, 7 o'clock. It'll be on ESPN. It's our can't-miss game of the week, presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. All right, so as you look at this SEC-Big 12 matchup this weekend, do outsiders pay attention to this game to see how these games and see how they kind of shake out? And
well, I think it's a fun day for the TV folks. There's no football, right? And the football's all on Sunday. So it's a great kind of showcase for college basketball. I think they'll watch these games because it's some good stuff, you know. And, you know, in the past, the SEC's done pretty well. I would think the Big 12 should do pretty good in these head-to-head matchups because of the strength of the Big 12. Now, there's going to be some beatdowns because Alabama's really good, and they're playing Oklahoma, who's not really good. So there's going to be some of those. The swing games are the ones that are going to be important, right? Can Kansas go to Rupp and win? You know, can they get that stuff done? But I think the committee's going to maybe watch some of these things, but there's so much of it now is just data. And the computers are always watching, I guess, to see how people, kind of compete with each other. But I like it. I'll watch a lot of this stuff. It's fun, you know. You get some games that aren't normal. You get some nice matchups. That'd be pretty cool. I'm excited about the Iowa State-Missouri game.
Yeah.
You know, Missouri has been a great surprise this year for people around Kansas City. And, you know, the game against Kansas was not good at home. But, man, they beat Kentucky. And they beat Illinois, and they've done some of these nice things. So that'll be a really good measuring stick. Very entertaining game. Iowa State, Missouri, an old Big 12 matchup.
Yeah,
Big Eight match. Yeah, call that, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, with Kansas City, I mean, you've got obviously KU, and you talked about Mizzou. You'd be right on the border, and K State. Do you get Iowa State interest? What type of basketball interest do you get from listeners in the Kansas City area?
Oh yeah, I mean, people love it here. Now, right now, it's Chiefs. But if after this weekend, if the Chiefs lose, or after the Super Bowl, if they make it that far, it switches pretty quickly to Big 12 basketball. People love Big 12 basketball up here, and we got a lot of alums from a lot of the schools who live in Kansas City. So it's really fun. Always has been.
Well, I know Texas Tech fans want to know, Patrick Mahomes, how is he? How's he going to look? What's that ankle going to do for him?
He'll be out there playing. I promise you that.
Yeah.
He'll be out there playing. It's so interesting. Texas Tech advertises in Kansas City now on billboards and at Arrowhead Stadium. They have like advertising on the, like the Jumbotron and stuff like that because of Patrick Mahomes. Cause they're like, you want to be like Patrick Mahomes? Why don't you come to school in Lubbock? It's crazy. That's how big this guy is.
That's brilliant. Yeah, brilliant marketing by them. Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. Always great catching up with you. Thank you.
Anytime, Bill.
This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your friend's lucky jersey that's never been washed, and I'm stanking up the back seat, overpowering all of your senses, so you don't see the brake lights up ahead. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, you're going to be all out of luck. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Average annual annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at children's.com.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Is this tree good for climbing? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. You can listen as a podcast, Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you subscribe. Check us out on the Big 12 official website, big12sports.com, and search for Big 12 This Week. Our highlight on women's athletics every week, it's brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12. Got a big matchup on Wednesday going on right now. Number 14, Oklahoma in Austin, taking on Texas. 16-2, 6-1 for the Sooners. The Horns are 14-6, 5-2. First place on the line here. If the Longhorns defend home court, then they will move into a first place tie with the Sooners. Sharp shooting guard Taylor Robertson enters this game needing just 3 3-pointers. To break the all-time NCAA three-point record of 497 held by Kelsey Mitchell. Robertson sitting at 495. It's the most of any men's or women's Big 12 basketball player ever. She is the NCAA active career leader in three-pointers, three-point field goal percentage. I think she's around 43%. And ranks in the top five in free throw percentage and points. Iowa State is taking on TCU in Fort Worth, a place where the Horned Frogs have kind of had the Cyclones number, 6-4 in 10 meetings there in Fort Worth. And then Iowa State will be taking on Oklahoma this Saturday, that game in Ames at 3 o'clock. But some big numbers for the Cyclones. Three more wins needed by head coach Bill Fennelly to reach 750 for his career. Of the 747 so far, 581 have come at Iowa State. 57 career double-doubles for Ashley Jones after her 26-point-15 rebound game against Kansas on Saturday. And 303 career three-pointers made by Ashley. She's the sixth player in Big 12 history to make at least 300 career three-pointers. And 879, that's the Cyclones have made at least one three-pointer in 878 consecutive games. They'll make one tonight that will break the record. All of this under the Bill Fennelly era at Iowa State. Kansas State playing Oklahoma State on Wednesday. On Saturday, Baylor will be at Texas Tech. And Baylor had their regular AP Top 25 poll running for 19 years, going all the way back to early January of 2004. That was a streak of 365 consecutive poll appearances. Only Tennessee and UConn, and they are up in the 500s, and UConn's streak is still active, have been longer. But the Lady Bears, out of the top 25, they need to fix things here. Now, they're trying to ease Asia Blackwell back from her injury. In the loss to Texas, she played less than a minute, picked up two quick fouls, and was out. Healthy and in the right frame of mind, and you know, in terms of getting back into the mix, getting some confidence, she could certainly help the Bears. And then, as we mentioned, Oklahoma at Iowa State on Saturday, that's one of those games where the Big 12 standings come into play at the top. And then Texas will be hosting Oklahoma State's game they should run. Rory Harmon, the sophomore All-American, made history earlier this month in the win over TCU, becoming the fourth player in program history to record a triple-double. 17 points, 11 assists, and 10 rebounds. And after the missing the first five games of the season, they are 12-3 with Harmon in the lineup. And just in conference play alone, averaging almost 12 points, 9 assists, almost 7 rebounds, and 2.5 steals per game. She leads the Big 12 in assists and steals per game. So some big numbers in women's basketball. That's our look at women's athletics. It's brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start saving as you're going to that somewhere. Download the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again. 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66. Live to the full. 25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through December 31st, 2022.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Are you currently going somewhere? Start savings. You're going to that somewhere. Download the MyPhillips 66 app. Save up to 25 cents per gallon of gas every time you fill up. We'll say it again. 25 whole centaroos every time you fill up. It's that easy to save and go. Download and start saving with the MyPhillips 66 app today. Phillips 66. Live to the full. 25 cents is a combined savings of 10 cents off per gallon, up to 30 gallons at the pump at participating Phillips 66 locations, and 15 cents off per gallon when you pay for gas using your select payment methods within the MyPhillips 66 app. Offer valid through December 31st, 2022.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious.
You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
These are the sounds of a dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. Old Trapper is the official beef jerky of the Big 12. Great for tailgating. Great for sitting on the couch on Saturday when we have a whole bunch of Big 12 basketball. And you heard Todd Lebo and I talking about all the games. They're all entertaining. And we'll run through the schedule, kind of give you predictions and thoughts and maybe some things to watch for as we go through the 10 games. That's What's Your Beef, our segment presented by Old Trapper. The games start off 11 a.m. Saturday morning, Auburn at West Virginia. This is a West Virginia team that is struggling. I don't know if they're going to be able to break out of that bottom four. Bob Huggins is going to have a tough time. Auburn playing some great basketball. The Tigers are 16-3 overall, 6-1 in the SEC. They're making a strong play for the NCAA tournament. They're looking very solid. And in a couple of weeks for them, they're going to really find out how good they are. In fact, shortly after this SEC Big 12 Challenge, they'll have Tennessee on their schedule, who's tied with them at second. And then a big in-state rivalry matchup with Alabama. But they're strong, and I just don't think West Virginia is there right now. So we're going to give that one to, you know, hold on. I got to write these down because I start talking, and then I forget what I'm keeping track of. Hang on. Let me get my Post-it note here. All right. I'm just going to write SEC. Hold on. Can we go to a commercial break? I got to find a pen that works. Why can't we get a pen that works? All right. So I'm going to put a little check mark there by the SEC for that first one. A 1 p.m. tip. By the way, that game would be on ESPN. On ESPN2 at 1 o'clock, we've got a tip between Iowa State and Missouri. And Missouri has a new coach, Dennis Gates. Very similar to in terms of going out and obviously using the transfer portal, bringing in some players. He comes over from Cleveland State. He's got a background at Florida State. He brought in a new attitude. They're selling that place. Mizzou Arena was getting 7,500 fans, at least four sellouts this year. There's always a big rivalry. Mizzou fans love when Iowa State comes down there. T.J. Otzelberger will have no problem getting his team geared up for this game. And I think defensively, they'll put a lot of pressure on Mizzou. They live a lot off the outside shot. You got to get in their face. I think Iowa State's pressure defense will do that. and they have some trouble on the boards. I think this is going to be, while it's a road game, I think it will be a win for Iowa State. Texas Tech and LSU, they're also starting at 1. They're going to be on ESPNU. You know, I got to tell you something. Both teams are what, 1-7? This is one of those games that could be really entertaining. It could go either way. Texas Tech, they had to retool a little bit. Mark Adams trying to get those guys, they're hanging tough. They're playing well. This is one of those games where, again, even though it's on the road, I think they can go in and just as battle-tested as they've been in the Big 12, I think Texas Tech can go in and win that game. Another game at 1 o'clock that will tip off on ESPN is Oklahoma hosting Alabama, and this team is solid. I haven't seen many weaknesses in the Crimson Tide. Probably number one team in the country. Certainly, they'll get there at some point. Just don't see a lot of weaknesses in their game, and they've had some off-court issues that they've been dealing with. They've handled those fine. You know, Porter Moser probably was looking at this SEC Big 12 challenge thinking, all right, we can get out of the gauntlet of the Big 12. And then they draw Alabama. I guess he'll get a preview of what they're going to see down the road, but you got to give Alabama this one. So we're 2-2 going into the four early games. 3 o'clock from Waco, Baylor is facing Arkansas. That game will be on ESPN. It'll follow. There's no way that started 3. If Alabama and Oklahoma are tipping off at 1, this game is not tipping off at 3. Planned for 3:20, 3:30. But listen, Baylor playing some great basketball. Arkansas is one of those teams, I think many people thought they'd be in a little bit of a better position than what they are right now. Just 3-5 in their conference, 14-6 overall, but they play tough. I like this one, though. I think Baylor kind of getting their feet under them. They're kind of mixing their pieces together, playing well, coming off the big win against Kansas. I like Baylor in this one. Be pretty easy. TCU goes on the road to Mississippi State. Again, I love what Jamie Dixon is doing with his team. Mississippi State down at the bottom of the standings, just a 1-6 conference record, 12-7 overall. I'm liking TCU. Give me that one. And then at 5 o'clock on ESPN2, you can check out Kansas State hosting Florida. Florida, one of those middle-of-the-pack teams. Sometimes they look good. Sometimes it's just some inconsistency. And I think this is a team, especially even though it was a loss at Iowa State, I think K-State being back home, I like what they're doing. I like what they're doing, and I think this is a game that they can easily play, win, and handle. Texas at Tennessee. This is going to be a fun one. 5 o'clock tip. That also on ESPN. I mean, we've talked about it earlier. What Rodney Terry is doing with the Longhorns right now is incredible with his 10-2 record. They're playing well at home, but they got to go on the road. And Knoxville is a very tough place to play. Tennessee's very talented. I'm actually going to give that one to the SEC. Texas is great. That's just a tough matchup. It's going to be a close basketball game. 7 o'clock. We talked about it extensively. Kansas and Kentucky. I think they're going to have trouble. I think KU is going to have trouble with Shibue. They've got to try to drive, get him into foul trouble. That is the only way they have a chance. I believe this will be the first 4-game losing streak for Bill Self. I just not saying that Kentucky is necessarily the better team. I think by the end of the year, it'll be clearly different. But I just think right now where both teams are and kind of where the mindset is, I just don't think it'll be a close game, but I just don't think Kansas will be able to pull it off. And then Oklahoma State, you know, this one, too, against Ole Miss, kind of a somewhat of a toss-up. I think Oklahoma State is much more talented. Ole Miss is just 1-7 in their conference play, 9-11. Just one of two programs in the SEC that's under 500 for the year. So I'm going to give Oklahoma State the win there. So as I look at it, I see the Big 12 winning this 10-game series on Saturday, taking 6 of the 10. That's What's Your Beef, presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. Grab some this weekend and snack on the couch while you're taking in the games that start at 11 in the morning and go all the way till 9:30 at night. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at children's.com.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
Wrapping up here on Big 12 this week. Yeah, I forgot there is another SEC Big 12 challenge. It's the AFC Championship game. Patrick Mahomes from Texas Tech taking on Joe Burrow from LSU. If Mahomes pulls this off with a bad leg, that's huge. I don't know. Three losses in a row by 3 points. I don't know if the Chiefs can do it. I hate to say it, but I think the Bengals are going to win it. Hey, thanks for listening to Big 12 this week from Learfield.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield. Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for elevated game day experiences at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. And by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.